hours. Zambia records 15.2% rise in GBV cases in first quarter of 2025. Government says over 23,000 youth to benefit from government empowerment grants. And Carney celebrates historic win in Canada, with Conservative rival projected to lose seat.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The country has recorded a 15.2% increase in gender-based violence cases during the first quarter of 2025 compared to the same period last year, the Zambia Police Service has revealed. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has revealed that a total of 11,177 GBV cases were recorded nationwide, up from 9,700 in the first quarter of 2024. He said of the cases reported this year, 64% were classified as criminal, while 36% were non-criminal. Mr. Hamonga has further disclosed that 2,474 of the cases involved child victims, with girls accounting for 73.4% of these cases. He said among adult victims, women made up 82.6%, while men represented 17.4%. Mr. Hamonga has also noted that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of GBV cases, including 1,596 criminal cases and 207 incidents of child defilement.
A total of 11,177 gender-based violence cases were recorded countrywide. This represents an increase of 1,477 cases, or 15.2% compared to 9,300 cases recorded during the same period in 2024. Of the total cases recorded, 7,170 cases were classified as criminal, while 4,007 cases were non-criminal in nature. The quota also recorded 29 murder cases related to gender-based violence, the same number as the previous year in 2024. Out of the total cases recorded, 2,474 involved child victims. These were criminal in nature, with girls accounting for 73.4% of these cases, highlighting the vulnerability of female children to gender-based violence.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, has disclosed that over 23,000 youths across the country are expected to benefit from government's grant empowerment programs this year. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program this morning, Mr. Nkandu says between 7 and 9,000 youths benefited from the initiative last year. He has also highlighted the Graduate Empowerment Program, which is aimed at supporting graduates from various resource centers nationwide. Mr. Nkandu says the program targets skilled individuals such as those trained in carpentry, design, cutting and tailoring by equipping them with the tools needed to launch small businesses and create employment for others. He has explained that upon graduation, beneficiaries are directly provided with necessary equipment to start their ventures, helping to combat poverty and youth unemployment.
This grant is given to those vulnerable young people in society that cannot even afford to come up with an application later to the ministry so that they are empowered. So how do we do that? We always go through those community leaders, counselors, to help us identify beneficiaries so that the ministry can empower them. So on that, that is also another important empowerment program. Last year we had about between 7 to 9,000 youths benefited, and we are targeting another 23,000 this year.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, says it is deeply alarmed by growing reports of bribery involving gender-based violence cases, particularly those targeting young girls who have been victims of defilement, rape, and other serious sexual offences. In a statement, ACC Head of Corporate Communications, Timothy Mono, has observed with concern that certain individuals, especially relatives of offenders, have attempted and at times succeeded to bribe law enforcement officers to prevent the prosecution or secure the release of these criminals. Mr. Mono says such actions not only obstruct justice, but also re-traumatize the victims and perpetuate cycles of abuse. He says these heinous crimes are being further aggravated by disturbing attempts to protect perpetrators through corrupt means. Mr. Mono has since issued a stern warning to all law enforcement officers and the general public to resist all forms of bribery, adding that any individual found engaging in such corrupt practices will face the full wrath of the law. Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock says the suspension of fishing activities along the Kafue River in Central and Copperbelt provinces may be lifted within the course of next month. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama says following the suspension of fishing activities along the Kafue River in Central and Copperbelt provinces, the ministry has noted that ongoing monitoring efforts indicate that the situation is gradually normalizing. He says the suspension was effected after scientific assessments by the Central Veterinary Research Institute and the University of Zambia School of Veterinary Medicine, who confirmed the presence of heavy metal contamination caused by pollution from Sino metals in Kitwe. Mr. Munyama says if the current trend continues, the ministry anticipates lifting the suspension within the course of next month and that a formal announcement will be made in due course. He said while improvements have been noted, the suspension of fishing activities remains in full effect. Mr. Munyama has urged communities to continue reporting any fish deaths or unusual activities along the river, as these reports are crucial for informed decision-making.
Since the incident, the ministry, through the Department of Fisheries, has enhanced water quality monitoring and biosecurity protocols to safeguard both human and aquatic life. While improvements have been noted, the suspension of fishing activities remains in full effect. Communities are therefore urged to continue reporting any fish deaths or unusual activities along the river, as these reports are very crucial for us to make informed decisions. If the current trend continues, the ministry anticipates lifting the suspension within the course of next month, that is May, and a formal announcement will be made by the ministry in due course.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, economist Mijelo Maunga has emphasized the need for Zambia to prioritize regional trade in light of newly imposed U.S. tariffs ranging from 11 to 47%. Mr. Maunga has explained that strengthening regional trade will help cushion the country from potential revenue and export shocks caused by the tariffs. He has noted that the United States is not a major export destination for Zambia, and therefore the direct impact of the new tariffs will be minimal. Mr. Maunga has added that the situation presents an opportunity for Zambia to deepen trade ties with its key export markets, such as China, Singapore, Europe, and the SADC region. This follows a recent warning from COMESA, which stated that 8 of its member states, including Zambia, could face significant trade disruptions due to the reciprocal tariffs imposed by the U.S. government.
If you notice, that's why even the tariff from the U.S. is lower than other countries, because Donald Trump does not perceive us as a threat. That's why he gave us only 17%. So I think we were not doing much trade with the U.S. to begin with. So right now we just need to concentrate on our major trading partners. So that is China, Singapore, Switzerland, where we export our copper cathodes. Within the region, countries like DRC, South Africa, Tanzania, within SADC. I think if we just concentrate, focus on regional trade, what the U.S. is doing will have a negligible impact on us.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom.